This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. Streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Brought to you by Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. I haven't actually looked at the poll results. I'm guessing it's overwhelmingly and Jaden's going to win the MVP sophomore slump, right? It's got to be.
Oh, I would guess. Oh, probably I haven't 85%. Looked at it.
It's actually closer than I thought.
74%, I'm going to say, more MVP than sophomore slump.
58%.
Really?
Wow. 42%
maybe some are
so
just
far.
Scared.
You can vote
scarred.
At Junks Radio.
People are living through, they're having RG3
yeah, why
nightmares.
Why are you being scared? People, stop being scared. There's a superstar walking amongst us.
Yeah.
Winning Jaden Daniels.
Winning MVP is hard.
It is
hard.
You
have to do one or the other.
Hell yeah.
What would you have voted for, Valdez?
Sophomore slump. I think that, and that's not a knock against Jaden, mm-hmm. but winning the MVP is hard to do because there's a lot of stuff that's out of your control.
Well, it doesn't mean if he doesn't win the MVP that he had a sophomore slump. He's just making us choose one of the two.
Right. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, you have to choose one or the other.
He could come in third in the MVP, and you lose if you pick the
other
side.
I mean, the odds of winning the MVP are huge.
I'm not betting he's going to win the MVP.
I think it's much more likely a sophomore slump happens than an MVP.
Maybe, because it's so difficult to win MVP.
Yes.
Maybe.
It also depends on how you define it. Like, we want to call C.J. Stroud here a sophomore slump. Weren't they in the playoffs? Didn't they win the division? Like, his numbers weren't as good, but... Wasn't terrible. You know what I mean?
Bad division.
Mm-hmm. Hey, by the way, we should mention that John Brenk has passed. We had John in studio, I think. Terrible. Remember, John was host of Sports Science.
Yeah.
And, you know, Jason, BetterHelp, said he'd been battling depression. Mm. He lost his fight with depression on May 31st, so just a couple days ago. I know him from Sports Science. We had him in here. I remember they did one on John Wall. They talked about why John was so explosive. Remember, Sports Science was that great program where they'd show like how quick your acceleration is, mm-hmm. and they'd compare it to something like a bullet or something.
They were doing analytics kind of before analytics became ubiquitous,
really,
to use your word.
Yeah, really interesting guy. And I think, you know, those of us that are sports fans are familiar with his work. So sad, and former Junkies guest in studio. Sad to see that John passed. So if you know anybody struggling with mental health issues, not even illness. I think when you say mental illness, that has a bad connotation. But mental health problems. We all have them, I think, at times.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, yeah.
That's why
Jason's BetterHelp people.
I know. We've been talking about BetterHelp for a year.
Yeah. Real quick, let's go to Tim in Bethesda. Tim, what's up, man? You're all with the Junkies.
Junkies, how are you?
Hey, good.
Isn't this great that we're talking about how great Jaden's going to be instead of the Ron and Dan nightmare of the past? Very exciting, guys. Very exciting.
Yep.
I think Jaden's going to probably come in third for the MVP. I think there's too much tape on him. I think there's defenses scheming just for him. So while I'm expecting a playoff run, I don't think he's going to be MVP, but I still think he's going to be top three. How about that, Junks?
Well, take it. You're kind of I mean, you're doing what we're all doing is you're making distinctions. But JP wants you to be forced to pick one or the other. But
gotta pick a side.
But I agree with you.
I would say we're going to make the playoffs, but Jaden Daniels will not be the MVP. I don't think it'll be a sophomore slump, though. I think we're going to have a good year. I just think everybody else is getting better.
Here's a question for you. What can he do better? What can he do better in year two in your eyes?
Well, a lot of that predicates around the game plan and us being able to run the ball. I was so blown away by his stuff last year. I'm not sure I'm not, you know, okay, so maybe a little bit of that dancing around back there, but I think his natural progression will be to improve, and we're going to have another year of outstanding Jaden Daniels.
Maybe right, somehow you cut your interceptions. Not like he had a lot.
Oh,
you can always get better.
Well, I think that was one of his strengths. Yeah. I mean, what think he'll be able to do better at protecting the ball. I don't think he could be better.
You might have said,
yeah, he's really.
You might have said, what can Josh Allen do better? You know, with the amount
these guys all have
years
things
that
they want to improve
years,
on. I would say just be a little bit more productive in the passing game. That's all. It's not that he wasn't productive, but if you look at it maybe realistically, in terms of elite quarterbacks, 3,600 yards is not.
I don't know the stats.
Passing.
I could dig them up, but I would say more productive in the red zone in the passing game.
That might be true. And hopefully with some of these bigger guys that we're bringing in,
that can help. Yeah.
But when you're, I can't ding him for not being that productive in the passing game yardage wise when he rushes for almost 900 yards.
Right. It's true.
He's doing it in a different way than a lot of people are used to, which is becoming the norm now. Like, he should not be dinged for having under 4,000 passing yards. He's rushing for a total that only, like, one or two other quarterbacks are approaching.
It's not a ding. It's just that the elite quarterbacks, they don't rush for as much as him, unless you're Lamar. But they do just pass for more yardage. And I just think productivity.
They also rush for a lot less yardage.
I understand. Cakes. I have him in the Hall of Fame already.
I understand.
He's going
just
to the Hall of Fame.
Just defending my guy.
No, I'm just saying, if you had to find something that he could be better at, I think he could throw more touchdowns.
By the way, he's both your guys.
He's both of our guys. Yeah.
Now, remember, he didn't have a ton of weapons to throw to.
Exactly. Yeah, all right, that's gonna be
now you add Debo.
Yes.
I'm not sure.
He's still going to have Ertz.
I'm not sure how much Jaylen Lane's going to play, but Noah Brown will be there a full season.
Hopefully, yeah.
Yeah.
Jaden Daniels made.
He's got some more guys to throw to.
He made De'Ami Brown into a serviceable wideout that scored a $10 million contract from Jacksonville.
Mm-hmm.
He's, in my opinion, he's already a miracle worker by doing that.
De'Ami had that monster game against Tampa, right?
I can't remember.
I think it was Tampa in the playoffs where De'Ami Brown had some big plays.
I think it was a Tampa game.
Hey, switching gears, Mike Florio, ProFootballTalk.com, wrote an article about Stephon Diggs.
Mm-hmm.
And whether the Patriots can just whack him. Now, he says that it's complicated.
What, because of the off-the-field stuff? Because of chasing Cardi B around and all that?
I guess.
Just because of the bag that was on the yacht.
What did they call it? The pink...
But he's probably been doing that
pink cocaine.
There was just a photo of it.
So, hold on. I didn't see that.
Oh, yeah.
So, he was on a yacht with a bunch of people, and there was...
Yes. He was on a yacht. There was three girls that were flirting with him, and he had a bag, most people said was probably pink cocaine, which we didn't even really know what it was about. It had some other names.
Isn't that like a synthetic cocaine?
I think so.
I think
we don't know exactly what's in it, but
right.
Because he's coming back from an ACL injury, which he suffered in the 2024 season, Florio says it would be complicated. He obtained and reviewed the contract. Apparently, until he passes a full physical, including the injured knee, he's entitled to nothing. Florio writes, and the wrinkle gives rise to another question that recently became very relevant. If the Patriots decide to cut Diggs, do they owe him anything?
So what they could do is they could just fail him on the physical, and then they'll be out of the contract. That's the idea?
He says it's murky, though. Diggs is supposed to get $12 million with $4 million paid within 2 weeks of execution, $4 million due on October 31st, $4 million due on March 31st, 2026.
I mean, if they wind up cutting him, that's a huge blow to the Patriots because they signed him to be like a security blanket for Drake May in year two.
They need him.
I don't think they're cutting him.
I would wait and see.
I don't think they will either.
He needs his help.
He needs May needs more guys.
Yes. Right.
Yeah.
Scott Zolak, former Pats QB and host on 98.5 in Boston, said it's on the table. As far as releasing him. And it's not just the boat. There are some other things I've heard that raise the questions. Are you all in here?
Yeah, well, he didn't show up to OTAs. Vrabel, from all the clips I've seen, he does look like a no-nonsense guy.
Yeah, you think you're going to run that? He's probably like, this is not going to stand. Not on my watch. And look, he's taking over a place where Mayo underperformed, was thrown overboard after 1 year.
Well, wasn't like, Mayo supposedly playing cards with the guys after
a loss?
I think
he was a bit of a clown.
On the back of a plane.
I don't know about that, but I mean, clearly Kraft, there was something he didn't like about him. He fired him after one season.
Yeah.
He probably had multiple years left on his deal. He's probably paying him. But I'd still be stunned if they just outright cut him.
The only thing is, when I see Stephon Diggs, didn't they do a poll and they ask a bunch of the guys,
yes,
who would you, yes, least yes, like
want to date your sister?
When he was playing with the Vikings.
Yeah, to date, and yeah, it was Stephon.
Like, correct. 80% of the guys said Diggs.
Diggs.
Diggs. Stay Diggs, with Diggs,
Diggs. Diggs.
Well, there you go. That's why you see it.
Yeah.
So Florio broke down the clauses.
75 balls and 9 yeah, touchdowns. I don't see them cutting it.
Florio broke down the clauses in the contract. He said there's a provision at the tail end of the contract in which Diggs promises he, quote, will not participate and is not engaged and will not engage in any conduct or activity that is illegal, unlawful, or immoral. The boat video does show Diggs distributing a pink powder, and Florio says that could give the Patriots an opening for seizing on that language if the powder was an illegal street drug. Well, how would they prove that?
Yeah.
No, it's going to be tough to prove that.
They couldn't.
Yeah, if I'm Diggs' representative, I would argue vociferously, all you have is video proof.
Yeah, you have no idea.
You don't test what that was.
It could be Kool-Aid in a bag.
You could say it was candy, yeah. I mean, you can say it was anything.
But they say it was likely pink. What's the street name or whatever for pink?
What was it called? 2C?
Yeah, maybe it was.
What was that? Yeah,
that's right.
2C. I was in a wormhole. Learning all about 2C.
All right, and what is 2C?
It's
is it synthetic cocaine?
It's like a mixture of Molly.
It's a
like
recreational drug. Psychoactive substances most commonly found in a pink dyed powder known as pink cocaine. It says it's a mix of.
It's got coke,
ketamine, and MDMA, coke, meth, oxycodone, caffeine, other designer drugs.
That's a freaking disaster.
It's got everything in it.
That's Cakes' boy, everybody.
Who?
Why?
Diggs. Diggs?
Because.
Yeah. Just, my guy.
He loves him. He's a terp, but he's from Albany.
I know you got to know when to cut local losses. You got to. This is time where you examine where he's headed, and you're like, he's no longer my guy.
All right, I saw this video.
Pull the plug on him. I saw this video.
I didn't realize that was Stephon Diggs, to be honest with you.
Trust me, I'm more offended that he's dating Cardi B than he's running around with the bags of Tusi, personally.
Where's the bag of the Tusi? Right. Where is it? At the end of the video? I'm watching a 19-second video. Is it longer than 19 seconds?
He takes it out at some point.
Yeah.
You see,
and I believe he's overheard saying, don't take it all at once. Something along those lines.
Right.
I'm paraphrasing.
He said, take this and then come see me later.
Right.
That's right.
I think it's supposed to make you horny.
Really?
Yeah.
So is he into like freak offs?
Something tells me Stephon Diggs doesn't need the Tusi to get horny.
Right.
Like, I think he's plenty horned up on his own. Maybe he's just giving it to the ladies to get them in the mood.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe I should reconsider him as my guy, Drab. Well, I don't know. I'm wavering.
But he's probably always been like this, or has been for the last few years.
I mean,
I guarantee he didn't just, you know, wake up going, all right, let me try Tusi today.
It's just bad judgment by him.
Well,
like people, everybody's got a phone. You know, the video is going to come out.
I know. Who's taking the video? He knows he's on video, right?
He has to know.
But when you're under the influence, you're not thinking about that.
It's true. It's a good point.
It's the last thing he's thinking about. He's thinking about getting a threesome or a foursome.
Yeah.
I don't even know if I can say that.
I think you can.
How can you not say
that? I don't know. I think it's allowed. I don't know what he's dumping back there.
So I did see that video. I just didn't know who that. Honestly.
You didn't know that was Diggs?
Did not know it was Diggs. I saw the video, but I don't know exactly what his face looks like. Exactly.
You don't know what Stephon Diggs' face looks like?
Did you just skip the headline of the stories?
I don't know. I just saw the video somewhere.
Diggs looks like.
I'm looking at it. Now that you say it, I go, okay, that's Stephon Diggs. When I saw it, I just thought, I don't know. Who is that guy?
Okay, so you got DJ Moore, you got Ty Felton, you got Rakim Jarrett.
Like all those guys.
Yeah. Go in on those. Cut Diggs loose. He's a knucklehead.
He loves DJ Moore.
And he's old.
He loves DJ.
He is kind of, yeah. He's approaching washed territory. He's kind of close. Like he sees the off ramp up in front of him.
Huh.
Maybe I'll reconsider.
Now, let's go a step further. If they release him, would you want Washington to go after him?
He doesn't strike me as a Dan Quinn type of guy.
I know he's going to say no to that.
I just don't think he's a Dan Quinn guy.
Yeah. Hey, but he's definitely a baller. A baller.
Yeah, but he's not.
You don't think we have enough veterans that they can keep him in check?
He's not Buffalo Bills level Stephon Diggs baller anymore. Like, age and the injuries have started to take their toll.
Let's say he's their third option. You don't think he's the best third option in football?
I mean, it would be pretty good three-headed monster if you had Diggs, Debo, and Terry. But I just don't think Dan Quinn and company are going to want to deal with him.
Coming
out of this PR,
and
I don't think they want to.
How much of a great teammate has he been in the league?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I don't know.
Maybe his wide receivers are all divas, except for Terry. Terry's like the greatest.
How many times do we see him yelling at Josh Allen?
Yeah, it's true.
Just yelling at guys.
You know, as much as it pains me, I'm going to say no to Diggs.
You're going to say no to Diggs.
Say no to Diggs.
I would probably say no to Diggs, too.
Yeah.
But it is intriguing.
It's a little intriguing because I do
have
a soft spot.
That's another toy.
There's a soft spot right in here.
All right, hold on.
You're intrigued for every toy that's out there.
All right, let's go to, they're saying Jerod Mayo was the one taking the video? Is that possible?
I don't think so.
All right, so somebody just tweeted me.
That would be bizarre.
All right, let's go to Joe in Manassas. Joe, what's up?
What's up, Junks? Love the show as always. And I just want to say what makes me a little bit not really upset, but that being said, Bish, you keep on saying, like, he's under the influence. Just because you pull out a bag of drugs doesn't mean you're under the influence. You know what
All right,
I mean?
I'm assuming he was under the influence of something.
He's got a point.
He pulled out a bag of an unknown substance. We don't know that it was drugs.
That's true.
Yeah, correct. I got that. And, you know, like, we talk about the sophomore slump. I say he's going to be more of an MVP because of the fact, like you said, you can't control everything. Stephon Diggs, you know, C.J. Stroud didn't have Stephon Diggs or Tank Dell. So, like, his numbers were skewed because of that. He didn't have his top receiver. So there's stuff you can't control that could affect Jaden. But that being said, he's going to be closer to more to the MVP factor than a bum.
Right. Thank you, Joe.
Yeah, I don't think he's ever going to be a bum.
No.
He's going to the
Hall of
Fame.
Too special.
If he stays healthy, he's going to the Hall of Fame.
And of course, you can't predict injuries. I get it. I mean, what if McLaurin goes down in week 2? All right, well, his numbers are probably going to go down.
Well, then we're calling Diggs.
Or Debo.
We're calling Diggs and waking up Cardi B. Yeah. And we're saying, send his ass over here. We need him. Stat.
Coming up next, we'll get into the Nationals, who won 4 out of 6 on their most recent road trip. Chelsea Janes, Washington Post, joins us here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.